we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
hello. This is JoJo Martin. I'm subbing right now on the radio. I hope everybody likes jazz because I'm going to be playing some jazz. That was a tune by Cannonball Adderley called Minority. That's Cannonball Adderley Quintet. I'm pretty sure that's with, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's Wynton Kelly on piano, Philly Joe on drums, Ron Carter on bass, and Clifford Brown on trumpet. I could be wrong. I'm gonna look it up. But listen to the way Cannonball starts his solo here. Let me find this spot, because it's truly a masterclass right here in phrasing a bebop solo. Yeah, I'm such a fan of this tune. I've been playing it a lot. I'm gonna probably transcribe it later. But next up, here's a live recording of the Freddie Hubbard classic Red Clay. I may change this midway through because it's a 10 minute long solo. But again, listen to the way Freddie starts his solo. It's very energetic. He keeps it live. This is a live recording. And yeah, pay attention to the bass too on this one. But here's Freddie Hubbard Red Clay. Oh. Yeah, that's a sweet solo. Sorry to cut it off. I recommend checking out the whole track. But what I really like about that recording is it combines a lot of elements of like kind of classical bebop language, but also a lot of modern funk. It includes a lot of kind of language that's used in a lot of like jam scenes today. And it just is like, I mean, Freddie had all the chops. So yeah, really fun. But keeping on kind of the kind of modern-ish bebop trend, we're moving into the future. This is a recording from a year ago, actually. It's on YouTube. A pianist named Eric Liu, who I was not really familiar with. His artist name is Elu. And this is a recording of him playing the Joe Henderson tune Inner Urge, which is a notoriously hard tune. Yeah, just check it out. It's a great solo. This transition's sick. We'll be right back. how good is that solo? He just, we're talking an bass solo, but Ilu just like takes it to 11. I mean, the energy never stops, and this is credit to this bassist and drummer, bassist Sebastian Rios, drummer Alan Mendard. Just listen to this trading here that happens. That energy, I love jazz, man. But listen to how much this swings, how much energy they're giving each other. They're just both working hard and just emoting. Just check it out. We'll be right back. cow. Yeah, I definitely recommend if any of you listening out there enjoyed listening to that, I definitely recommend checking out the video of them playing it on YouTube. I mean, people who say they don't like jazz, I think they haven't seen it, and I think seeing jazz is half the fun of it. I mean, obviously that was an intense almost 13 minutes. It was moving, it was grooving, and seeing them working hard. I mean, Eric Liu, the pianist, he's literally sweating, and it's just that constant tension and release and tension and release. And there's a moment in the drum solo, let's see if I can find it, where I'm not gonna be able to find it, I won't pinpoint it, but there's a moment in the drum solo where that they just build, and then all of a sudden there's this huge hit and they release, and the drummer starts like playing that swing pattern, that da 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 da. And it's moments like those where everybody's so locked in, on the same emotional wavelength, and seeing that and hearing that, for me at least, it's so powerful. And obviously people who don't love that that's okay. Everybody, music is subjective, art is subjective. But I love it. I eat it up. So this is, WMFO Medford Freeform Radio. We are 91.5. I'm Jojo Martin. I'm subbing in on For the Masses today. It's Jazz for the Masses. I hope that's okay. Whoever's show this normally is. My show is normally, actually, it was earlier today. Tuesday is on 5 a.m., so this is a little nicer for me. We're going to kick it back in on the kind of element of modern bebop or post-bop or hard bop, kind of similar elements. Here's kind of the king, in my mind, of post-bop, kind of a little bit post hard bop, but Roy Hargrove. I mean, there's a real dynasty of trumpet players, kind of going back to Clifford Brown, who played really, I think, just phenomenally in the style. Clifford Brown, who taught Lee Morgan, and who was a contemporary of Freddie Hubbard, who I played earlier, who was a mentor for Roy Hargrove. And Roy Hargrove died a couple years ago, tragically. He's a young guy in the scene, and this tune he never recorded on a studio album, so this is actually another YouTube recording from a radio show in Washington that has a really great archive of a lot of jazz recordings. Just a really, really beautiful melody, super laid back, but just it's so swinging. I'm really a big fan of this recording. Check it out. This is Roy Hargrove's From the Top of My Head. Thank you.
From the top of my head. From the top of my head. To the soles of my feet. To the soles of my feet. I am blessed. From the top of my head. From the top of my head. My head. To the soles of my feet. To the soles of my feet. I am blessed. I am covered in the blood. I am covered in the blood. In the blood. From the top of my head. To the soles of my feet.
Yeah, that is so swinging. I mean, that Roy Hargrove, his quintet, recorded that just under a year before he passed. And like I said before, that they never recorded that tune in the studio, which really, really tragic. In my mind, that's definitely one of my favorite Roy Hargrove tunes. It's such a simple groove, but it's so soulful, and I love when he takes out his trumpet and sings from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I am blessed. So really, really moving, I think. Yeah, and there's no other person in my mind who has really carried that. Like, I mean, I could have closed my eyes and told you that was a Roy Hargrove solo from like the second note. I mean, he's just got such a unique, distinctive style. I'm such a big fan. Yeah, one of his other contemporaries, it's, I think, impossible in 2023 to talk about post-bop, bebop, hard bop, without talking about Patrick Bartley. Patrick Bartley is an alto sax player out of New York City. He's pretty young. I think he's in his 20s, but had a pretty viral moment. Had a solo. I'm just looking now. It amassed over 1.7 million views, which is pretty big for jazz, I would say. So Patrick had his pretty viral moment on the wonderful Emmett Cohen's live stream, live at Emmett's Place. If you are new to jazz, if you want to check out jazz more, I cannot recommend Live at Emmett's Place enough. It's a live stream that this pianist Emmett Cohen started during the pandemic. He just started with a laptop and his trio, and it sort of over the years as quarantine has lifted, he developed kind of better technology, better recording, better audio, better video. And it's truly just like, I think capsulates the spirit of jazz and is accessible to everybody. You don't have to go to a club or be 21 to see it. It's just there on YouTube. And there are literally hundreds of episodes. I mean, I think we're at over 150 now. And it's, each one is like, you know, we're an hour and a half, so you can do the math of how much just amazing jazz is happening. But yeah, like I said, this is Patrick Bartley had a viral moment on one of Emmett's shows. This is not that moment. I will leave you to check that out on your own. It's after you've gone with Bruce Harris and Patrick Bartley. But this is another Patrick Bartley solo I really like on a tune you might recognize called Singing in the Rain from, of course, the famous musical Singing in the Rain. So here's live at Emmett's Place. Patrick Bartley singing in the rain. This is Emmett Cohen on piano, Yasushi Nakamura on bass, Kyle Poole on drums, and Patrick Bartley on alto sax. So I'm gonna cut out part of Emmett's solo so we can play another solo, but that was great, super smooth, super low key. But here's a real swing in, Patrick Bartley. Again, this is a Smalls Jazz Club in New York. Inner Urge, the Elu song, was also recorded at Smalls. It's the jazz capital of the world, really. It's where everybody learns. I've played there, I know. So many people have developed there. I mean, it's just an amazing place. But yeah, here's the Sheik of Araby, Patrick Bartley and Emmett Cohn once again, but this time with Russell Hall on piano, Benny Banach III on trumpet, and Elio Coppola on drums. And there's just some great shenanigans that are going on this entire recording. So here it is. And you can just hear them chatting, and they're just hanging out. And Emmett just starts the tune, and they all know what's coming. They're all just, this is the environment jazz is meant for. And I hope everybody gets to experience this sort of wonder with this type of music at some point. But Yeah, here you are.
Give it to me. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, as of 11 minutes ago, this gentleman playing piano, it's his birthday! Give it up for Evan Carter!
Check out Patrick just absolutely riffing the sax.
Yeah, baby! Hard Out Posse.
Have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because